We're starting again from the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. Bal Keri Me'arer Belibo. Ve'ino Mevarech Lo Lefaneha Ve'lo La'achareha. So the Bal Keri, we have the Takana of Ezra, which is going to be our focus now for a little bit. That Balei Keri have to Toivo before they deal in Torah and Brachas. So a Bal Keri, when it comes time for Shema, he has to be meharher kriya shma. Meharher means he thinks it in his heart, but he doesn't say it. So we had earlier the Mishnah of kore velo shmia leozno. And over there, we explained it all the time, along with the most Rishonim, and the way we paskan la halacha, that there's forming the words with your mouth, Chituch HaDvarin, and then there's Lashmia Lozno, to make it audible so that you could hear it. And in both those instances, we paskin that it's kosher, meaning Lechatchila, you should hear it, but even if you didn't hear it, so long as you moved your lips, you're Yotze. Our Mishnah is talking about Hirhu. He's not moving his lips, he's thinking in his heart. Bal Keri Me'arher Bilibo Ve'ino Mevarech. So on Kriyashma itself, he thinks it in his heart, and he does not make the bracha, even with hirur, he does not make the bracha lo lefanea, velo la'achareha, not before kriyashma nor after kriyashma. That amazon, when it comes to eating, mevarech la'achareha ve'no mevarech lefanav, he makes a bracha after eating his bread, and he does not make a bracha before eating his bread. Rashi explains, lo lefaneh v'lo l'achareh. Rashi has a big chiddush. He says, kevan debochot lav midoraita mechayev, being that the blessings of Shema are not biblical, lo atzrichuhu rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't make him do it. Mashma, if he wants to do it, he could do it. It's not that it's osur to be meharer. They didn't make him do it. Al amazon mevarech l'acharav eino mevarech lefanav. So this is the big source that proves that that birchas amazon is midoraisa. You'd say, isn't that obvious? So I'd say, yeah, it's obvious, but there seems to be a gemara that the darshin's a kal v'chomer, that if you make a bracha after you eat, when you're full, certainly make it when you haven't eaten, when you're hungry. And that would seem to indicate that the bracha before is a kal v'chomer, which would seem to indicate that the bracha before should be d'oraisa. So Tosfos over there, by that kal v'chomer, and Tosfos in the sugya in the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchim, when the Gemara discusses all kinds of sources for making a bracha before you enjoy the Birchas Hananim, Tosfos says, yeah, all of these are not real. Meaning, Eras machta, midoraisa, only birchas amazon is doraisa. All the other stuff isn't really, it's not really mudim.
We saw that here.
Yeah. Here in brachas, yeah. Yeah, we saw part of it, we'll still see parts of it, yeah. So I'm saying, this Mishnah is the big source that, lemaskana, only the bracha after bread is doraisa. Remember, it has a lot of weight. It's a stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarech Lifneihem V'Lachayim. Rabbi Yehuda says he makes a bracha before and after the bread, and the fact that he says Lifneihem and Achayim in plural, we have to get back to that as we see as Rabbi Yehuda folds out. As we see it in the Gemara, we'll see. Amar Ravina, zot omeret irhu kedibur dami. Our Mishnah that says Bal Keri should be meharer seems to be a clear indication that hearer equals speech. Disa kadaitach lav kedibur dami, lama meharer. If it's not kedibur, why is he thinking? Elama irhu kedibur dami. If it's like talking, so then yotzi bispatav, so why doesn't he say it already? And says the Gemara, Kadash Kachan B'Sinai. Because in Sinai, they were separated from their wives so that they accept the Torah in Tahara. And over here too, when you say it, Ezra wanted it to be B'Tahara. But in Sinai, it wasn't a matter of thought, it was a matter of speech. So here too, it's a matter of speech. Tosfos, Kedash Kechan B'Sinai, Perush. Even though we'll say Hiru Kedibur Dami with regard to the fact that he's Yotze if he's Meharer Kriyashma Mikol Makom Lav Kedibur Dami Linyan Sheye Bal Keri Asur Laharer. In this regard, it's not like Dibur. The Bal Keri is not prohibited from Hirur Kedash Kechan B'Sinai Dayasham Dibur, because what you find at Sinai was that Hashem was saying the words of the Torah, the Yutzichim Litbol, and that Tovel, that to be pure for speech. The Afalpi Shayu Shotkin Shomea Keone. Ah, you'll tell me they weren't doing the talking? Shomea Keone.